are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, Eddie from Huntsville writes, Doctor, I just stubbed my big toe and the nail is turning purple. I can tell the nail is loose and bleeding underneath. I don't want to go to the doctor. Can I just rip it off? Hi, Amy. I love you guys. My husband would do the same thing. You want to go to a doctor to check out his toe? It's a nail. Okay. I can't remember. All right. There is some, I am supposed to give medical advice. All right. I'm not supposed to be in urgent care over the phone. Okay. You can do whatever you want. I'm not your doctor, so I'm not liable. But what I would do as your physician, if you did walk into an ER, if I was in Huntsville, okay, if the nail was loose, I wouldn't rip it off if it was only loose at the tip of the toe, the distal part. If it's still attached at the nail bed near the cuticle, no. A lot of times you do not have to rip it off. Sometimes even ripping it off could damage the nail matrix. Now, I know guys aren't as worried cosmetically as girls are, but some of you do not want to rip off a toenail if you don't have to. Not to mention, then it's very raw and you know, painful, and you know, and you could increase your chance of infection. So if we don't have to expose the nail bed, I'd recommend don't. If, of course, it is loose at the nail bed, we really can't save the nail at that point. So in the ER, we would remove the nail. Now, a lot of you, the nail is attached, the nail's fine, but it's getting more swollen and more purple and more red. Well, what we do is we do a little burr hole. We just, you know, drill a little hole with one of our needles just to kind of let out the pressure. And then as soon as we do it, blood splatters and, you know, it's all cool and, you know, everyone's always relieved and et cetera. But here's the only problem. I mean, if you're watching the nail turn color and you stubbed your big toe, sometimes you could stub it so bad that you could fracture your toe. Now, many of you say, well, Dr. Dahlia, if you fracture your toe, we really do nothing about it. The little baby toes, we don't do much about it. You're right. We stub our baby toes all the time. The little ones, maybe we buddy tape them, you know, because there's really not a comfortable way to cast the toes. But when we're talking big toe, yes, we've had some big toe fractures that we have had to orthopedically pin, because some of these big toes will angulate and it could be absolutely miserable if they heal in the wrong direction. So even though, yes, for the most part, stubbing like your pinky toe, we may not do much. I still don't think it's a bad idea to get an x-ray. And I've seen pinky toes heal crooked. And then they're like, Doc, I really can't get into my shoes. I'm always getting bunions and blisters, or not bunions, I'm getting blisters. I'm getting corns. And I'm like, all right, well, that's because your toe healed off. So I know we take care of our hands a lot more than our feet, but sometimes stubbing a toe, there's a little bit more to it. Okay, I know some of you are like, please, stub a toe, rip the nail off, and move on. This is my art, okay? We doctors love toes. I take care of many people's toes. Toes are some of my favorite things to work on with the body. I like taking out toenails. I like, you know, I like dealing with toenail fungus. I love toes. I like making toes better. But just don't underestimate fracturing a big toe. Don't underestimate nail trauma. Don't think you could just rip off a nail and everything's going to be fine. If your nail does fall off and you can't see a doctor for a while, you got to soak that toe. Soak a toe. Yeah, you have to, because that nail bed is very juicy. It's very vascular and you could get infection. And if any of you are diabetic, you do not want to get an infection in your toe. You do not want to get an infection in your leg. None of that. So be very careful. Remember, your nails are protective. They're keratin. They're made of the same material as your hair. This is what they're kind of studying with that one woman who, instead of growing hair out of her follicles, is growing nail. There's something kooky going on with her keratin production with her hair follicles. But, you know, nails are very protective. For any of you that have ever broken a nail, you know what us women go through. It hurts. I hate breaking a nail because that nail bed hurts. But the reason why is your nail bed, you know, it guides the nail, but it also is a source of collecting oxygen and things like that. I mean, it has a purpose. And you don't want to mess around with it. So just quick anatomy review. You got the nail. You got the nail bed, which is what is under your nail, the round area. And then your nail matrix is what forms the nail. That's at the base near the cuticle. If a nail is attached still, you got a good chance of saving the nail. If it's loose there, the nail is probably going to fall off. A lot of times we will actually sew. If the nail falls off, I will take the nail off, clean the nail bed. Of course, we're numbing your finger. We do a digital block. And then I will sometimes sew the nail onto you on the sides because you're numb and you shouldn't care. Not because I expect the nail to grow back. The nail's gone. But sometimes when you don't have a nail, your skin grows in. Remember, the nail forces the skin to not convolute onto the juicy nail bed if you've destroyed your matrix. So what I do is I put the nail back onto the bed. I put a couple stitches on each side so it still could possibly look like a nail bed, such that if new nail does grow, all it has to do is grow straight. You don't want your new nail growing into the skin because that could be painful, and then you have an ingrown nail. So it's just a trick we do. Lots of interesting stuff. I love those. This stuff is cool. Really cool. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. It looks like there may be some families that are genetically protected against dementia. This is pretty cool because if you have a chance to switch your family, do it now. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how Webster's Dictionary has added some interesting terminology. So we have some new words that your kids are going to learn. We have 4 million baby bumbo seats. I don't really know what these are because kids are fracturing their skull. Always like to talk about Powerball. More news on PSA testing. Interesting immigration news. So we got a lot to talk about. So please hunker down. Don't go anywhere. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, we're taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Keep them coming. Eddie, hope you feel better. And we'll be back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Linda from Louisville writes, Doctor, my daughter is 16 and is acting peculiar, not eating, nauseous, etc. I think she's pregnant, but she won't let me take her to a doctor. How can I investigate this? I don't care if she won't let you take her to a doctor. You take her. I mean, she's 16. Your mom... You take her. When your kids act peculiar, I love that word. It's actually perfect. When your kids act peculiar, great word, better than weird, because kids always act weird. And they're 16. See, the first thing I think of is drugs. I don't think pregnancy. The first thing I think of is drugs. Then I think pregnancy. So either way, you got to take her to a doctor to get looked at. You have to. All right. Now she could also have depression. When your kids stop eating, that could be depression, could be anorexia. Well, you don't know. But, I mean, Linda, no offense, but if, one, your daughter won't let you, you obviously don't have control. And two, if your daughter is 16 and you think she's pregnant, then, again, there's some sort of a lack of control over what your daughter's doing. You're still responsible for her till she's 18. And if she's sick, you have to get her in to a doctor. Alright, if you can't control her, figure out a way to control her. She's grounded, she loses the phone, she loses the computer, she loses, TV, or if you think none of that is gonna really, kick in, I've seen parents move. Right? I mean, if this kid could be possibly pregnant or into drugs based on her friends or her boyfriend, switch schools. Get her out of that zone. Switch schools, switch apartments, switch houses. I don't care. Right? I mean, you could be in trouble here. Now, some kids, when they're 16, they think they're better than God. And they won't talk to you. They'll want to go to their room. When they go to the room, they'll give you an excuse. Oh, I have a tummy ache. Oh, I'm nauseous. Leave me alone. So that could be a lie. Maybe she's not nauseous. Maybe she's not pregnant. Maybe she's not doing drugs. Maybe she's just a little, you know, a little snotty witch. I don't know. And again, I'm really frustrated when kids have their parents by the cojones. Now, the way we were raised, unfortunately, we don't raise our kids now. You know, belts and switches and all that. I mean, there is no way I would talk back to my parents. My mom wanted to drag me to a doctor, she dragged me by my hair. I mean, tie me to the car. Nowadays, though, you know, there's laws and there's, you know, research and evidence showing no need to hit and beat the kids. But one thing, unfortunately, that has happened is the pendulum has swung the other way, where these kids have no respect, no communication with the parents, and parents have absolutely no control. Alright, I understand if the kid was over 18, you'll have a difficult time dragging them to the doctor. I get that. But if this kid is under your roof, you're feeding them, even though they may be denying food because they want to, you know, not be under your control. I did that with my parents. I go, don't feed me. Fine. If I get to do what I want because you don't feed me, great. Don't feed me. I'll get my own food. But that didn't work. They said, until you move out, then you get control. And I did. When I turned 18, I moved out. That was easy. I wanted control. But then again, I came from a family who was very controlling. So I just had to get out there. I wanted to get a job. I wanted to get an apartment. I wanted to get a car. I wanted to make money. I wanted to go to school. I was just scratching at the door to get out. Cause I wasn't, you know, my parents were of the notion that, you know, you don't date, you don't drink, you don't smoke, obviously, you don't shave your legs, you don't wear short shorts, you don't wear short skirts, keep your legs covered, you know, and I mean, that is good advice, because I didn't get pregnant, you know, luckily in school, but still, but, you know, here, we have these kids now, where I get that all the time. Parents will call my office, say my child's sick, but they won't let me take them in. I don't give a damn what the kid thinks. The kid is sick, you take him in. All right? And these teenagers, they think that they are boss. And because many families, father isn't there, mother is busy working. I mean, even my kids show and demonstrate so much more liberty around the house than I used to. You know, I couldn't just walk into the kitchen and grab food even. In my house, you just told your parents what you were doing. Because again, you know, back then, whatever your mom would buy groceries, let's say, but the groceries were for, it was planned out. You know, that finite amount of groceries was planned out for, I just always told my parents where I was going, what I was doing, whatever. If I was allowed out. You know, and I see what my kids do. They just go and they go and they go into the Pepsi. You weren't allowed to drink Pepsi. They just go into this. They put their feet up on the table. They go to bed after I go to bed, and I know I need to do a better job of parenting and laying down the law. Unfortunately, though, because I work so hard, I just feel guilty, you know, and they're my little babies, and I want them to love me, so I'm not going to yell at them with the very few spare minutes I have with them each day. But I need to practice what I preach. But I got to tell you something, when my kids are sick, oh, hell yeah, I'm taking them in. If I had a daughter and I thought my kid was pregnant, we would be moving. We would be switching schools, switching neighborhoods. I'd probably take away her car if she had one. Although I'm not giving my kids a car. We're not going to have money by then to give my kids a car. They're going to have to work. They're going to have to earn the car. And I don't think they're going to have time for sex, because the only way they're going to keep the car or get gas money is if they have good grades. So I don't know how they're going to do it. So I already got it all planned. There's no way my kids are having sex. I already got that all covered. Piece of cake. Piece of cake. If not, I'll devise some sort of a urethral cork. I got it. I got it down. I'm good. Same thing with drug testing. Fine. If my kid doesn't go to the doctor to get drug testing because he's acting peculiar, fine. I'm going to bring the drug test home. Daddy's going to drag him into the bathroom, make him pee in a cup. We're going to check. Oh, Dr. Dye, that's so cruel. That's child abuse. No, it's not child abuse to make your kid pee in a cup. See if they're doing drugs when they're acting funny. Absolutely. You need to remember, you're the parent. In fact, there's an argument that it's abuse or neglect if you let your child go down this path and not look into it and investigate it. All right? And I know what kids are doing. One of my patients said she threatened to swat her kid when the kid was in Walmart. Kid starts screaming child abuse. These kids are smart. Boy. And gutsy. So we got to figure out smarter ways. Come on, people. We're parents. We're grandparents. We're shrewder than this. Okay? Don't let the internet, don't let TV, don't let YouTube, don't let iTunes parent your kid. Don't let the boyfriend parent your daughter. Don't let that kind of stuff happen. Well, Dr. Dye, I don't know how she could have gotten pregnant because, I mean, we don't let her date. That's not when these kids are having sex, people. These kids are having sex when you think they're at the physics club. Mom, I decided after school I want to be a part of the physics club. Really? But you hate science and you hate physics. I just think, Mom, this will better my chances for college. Oh, my baby. You are just so sweet. So then when do you need me to pick you up at school? Oh, I'll just have a friend from the physics club drop me off at 5, 6 o'clock at night before you get home from work. Excellent. Oh, you're so responsible. Come on, please. Really? Physics club? Your kids are having sex after school. No, your kids have sex. The time of day when kids have sex is before school and after school. Well, my kid leaves really early in the morning because she has a study group. So she's gone before I even wake up. The kid's having sex. What teenage kid, you talk about peculiar, what teenage kid wants to wake up at 5:45 in the morning to get to school for a study group? Okay, wait, take that back. I did. I love study groups. I wanted to be a straight-A student. Okay, forget that. Well, the average kid, what average kid would do that? Okay, if your kid all of a sudden becomes very scholastic, they're having sex. If your kid all of a sudden becomes non-scholastic and their grades go down, they're doing drugs. Piece of cake. Easy, right? Well, yes, there could be depression, but people get depressed when they do drugs, etc. All right? If your kids are becoming more scholastic, getting more involved with school clubs, after school activities, before school activities, they're having sex. Period. If your kid is losing interest in school and the grades are going down, they're doing drugs. It's very easy, parents. Very easy. And let's say you're wrong. Let's say you take it to the doctor. They're not having sex. They're not pregnant. They're not doing drugs. What a relief. What a bonus you have. But you taught that kid that at any time, any day, you are ready to check them and screen them. Okay? These kids need to know you're involved. I mean, I work a lot. My kids know. I went through this also. One of my boys, he wasn't doing his homework. He knew mama wasn't going to check. Right? Because I do the show. I'm at work. I do reports. I'm a busy girl. And what was happening? The grades were going down. No, he didn't do drugs. Sorry. So, you need to be present. And a lot more present than you think. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Weird, the Powerball jackpot has reached $320 million, the fourth largest in the game's history. Oh my gosh, I guess the lottery drawing is held in 42 states. I don't think we have in Nevada the ability to play the lottery, so I don't. And even if we did, you know, like let's say we're in California for the weekend, you know, we'll buy like a ticket, you know, with maybe five lines on it and that's it. You know, then we hold on to that ticket and we're like, oh my gosh, I hope I win. That's not how you do it. You gotta be a millionaire buying up tons of them. Right? We talked about those math students who was working on a project where they figured out a way to win the lottery multiple times in over a decade. They were just winning millions of dollars. Yeah. That's how you have to do it. All right, so, whew, $320 million. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We are booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. This is always great because we can lock in a rate as the Alaskan cruises get booked up. And from what we understand, many ships we wanted to go on were already booking up. So we picked one of the celebrity lines, which is good because their food is phenomenal. We're going to have a lot of fun stuff, a lot of prizes. exercises and parties and things that we could do. And, of course, if you want privacy and you want to enjoy your vacation in Alaska, we let you do that too. Trust me, you don't have to hang out with me the whole time. But, it is going to be an amazing, amazing trip. Every time we go, we have a phenomenal time. So please go to our website at drdahlia.com. And if you have not planned what you want to do next summer for your vacation, please check out the website, get in touch with the travel agent, and consider booking. Would love to have you. Also, later on today, when you go to Facebook and are fiddling around on Facebook, don't forget to look up the Dr. Dahlia Show so you could connect to our page. This way I could give you up-to-date medical updates as we go. All right, also follow us on Twitter. All right, so I guess Webster's Dictionary has added 100 new words. Did you guys hear about this? And one of them includes F-bomb. Apparently, F-bomb was found worthy enough to be a word in Webster's Dictionary. It looks like a lot of slang is now included, unless F-bomb is not considered slang anymore. See, I thought the purpose of Webster's Dictionary is supposed to differentiate slang from regular words in our vernacular that we should be using. But from what we understand, an aha moment, this is supposed to be a moment of sudden realization, that actually originated back in the late 30s. That has been added to Webster's Dictionary. Brain cramp. They probably wanted to do brain fart. An instance of temporary mental confusion, right? They probably wanted to do that, and they couldn't, so they called it a brain cramp. Bucket list. That I don't mind. I like using bucket list. Bucket list from the movie, a list of things that you have not done but want to do before dying. I guess cloud computing is a new word. The practice of storing regularly used computer data on multiple servers that can be accessed through the internet. I'm not very computer savvy, so I don't get that one. Copernicium, a short-lived artificially produced radioactive element that has 112 protons. Who the heck? Craft beer, a specialty beer produced in limited quantities, microbrew. Earworm, I guess, is a song or melody that keeps repeating in one's mind. Energy drink has now been added to Webster's Dictionary, but energy drink, its origins was from 1904. Carbonated beverage that typically contains caffeine and ingredients. Interesting. E-reader, a handheld electronic device. I get that. F-bomb. F-bomb originated back in the 80s, by the way. I've only used the term F-bomb only recently because of radio. Usually I use a regular word. Let me see. Game changer. Okay, they had a game changer. Gassed, meaning slang, drained of energy. Man cave. This is interesting. Man cave has been included in Webster's Dictionary. This is where men have a space that's supposed to be just for them. Wasn't man cave originated on Married with Children? Married with Children. They say 1992. Personal area for guys to do their hobbies, etc. Mashup, which we see on Glee, where they mash two songs together, etc. That originates back from 1859. Sexting has now been added to Webster's Dictionary, originating 5 years ago. It's where you send sexually explicit messages by cell phone. We've talked about sexting. I didn't think that would now be in Webster's Dictionary, but I guess it is. And then underwater. Oh, being underwater. Having related to or being a mortgage loan for which more is owed. That originated during the Obama administration. No, actually, underwater, being an underwater, not so much a place, but as an adjective, originated back in 1672. Wow. Pretty interesting stuff. Okay. What are you going to do? But honestly, I mean, face it, people, our language is changing. I mean, we're now with texting and emails, we're getting more and more lazy when we write. When I text, because I only have a finite amount of time to text before I get text thumb, which, by the way, there are now medical diagnoses. We have text thumb, video game wrist, mouse wrist. So, yeah, it makes sense. The medical dictionaries are probably including the newer terminology, updating as well. But, you know, look, even my mom, I notice my mom now spells love, L-U-V. You don't know my mom. My mom is actually a brilliant woman, was tough. Probably one of the toughest mamas I've ever known. But linguistically, she was phenomenal. You know, she had to be a legal secretary in L.A., and she had to learn shorthand, and she had to correct the lawyer's spelling. To be able to correct a lawyer's spelling and write the lawyer's contracts, you had to have a great command of the English language. And she would always scream at me for using contractions and doing shortcuts with grammar. I remember writing a paper, and I said, well, the photosynthesis occurs because the chlorophyll in the leaves. And she's like, cuz you don't use slang, it's because. And I remember her screaming at me for that. I'm like, oh my gosh, just a stupid word. And here we are, here's my mom, right, typing love, L-U-V, yeah, Y-A. I've never seen my mother do that. I mean, she would 40 years ago, 30 years ago, whew. So, you know, it's amazing how many of us now we shortcut, LOL, rolling off the floor, laughing my A off. I mean, these are things that people are doing. They're typing things, and they're becoming a part of our, right, vernacular is the right word for it. And I don't know, it kind of bothers me a little bit, because I see the way my kids speak, and I'm always correcting them on their grammar. And I've had difficulty with that, and you all know why I have difficulty with that. My father didn't speak English that well, and my mother spoke very quickly. And I liked my father more originally when I was younger. And so I picked up on a lot of his broken English, like why you do, who do, what's these. I would pick up on that. And my mother had to work with me a lot more. My math, brilliant. I could handle math, I could handle science, but you know, English was not as, I didn't perfect it as well as my sister and my brother did. I just thought my father was the one who spoke correctly, and my mother wasn't. You know, when you grow up in a family with an accent, you pick up the accent and you speak with the accent. That's why kids, you know, British kids talk like this. They have the accent because of their parents. They just do. And they have some tea, and they think things are just bloody ridiculous. That's just what kids do. And they speak like that because that's the way the parents speak. But when you have parents with two different syntaxes and accents, and one speaks quickly, you end up going for the one with the accent. Not to mention my grandmother had an accent, my grandfather had an accent, we were just, so I've easily can pick up accents, I can pick up languages very easily, but a lot of difficulty with English and grammar, so my mom was always on me. Yet I'm seeing that with my children now. I mean, unless they actually read a book, all right, they are learning their English from what they're watching on YouTube and their friends and their texting and the video games. Even in video games, you can instant message each other. And I see what they instant message each other. They're not using verbs and adverbs and nouns and prepositions correctly and using the participle and the predicate. I mean, they're not making full complete sentences. They're doing it halfway. And so, unfortunately, I think we are really lacking in our language skills, which is something we need to work on. But nobody ever listens to me. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. This is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan working the dials. All right, so a study came out discussing how some families may have natural protection against dementia. And I'm sure some of you, when you heard that, you're like, okay, well, duh. All right, if dementia is in the family, you're more at risk for dementia. So then if dementia is not in the family, you're less at risk. Thank you. Move on, Dr. Dahlia. But no. There's something kind of interesting about this. Kind of peculiar. That's the word of the day. Peculiar. There's C-reactive protein, which is related to inflammation. And remember, we've been talking about how inflammation is bad. Right, inflammation leads to heart disease. Inflammation with the teeth could lead to heart disease. And we just don't like inflammation. Well, researchers found that parents and siblings of people with normal brain function have more of this inflammatory protein. More C-reactive protein. And they think the C-reactive protein may actually protect you against dementia and loss of cognition, etc. So these researchers, who gets credit for this one? Okay, it's Mount Sinai School of Medicine. Study author Jeremy Silverman, professor in the psychiatry department. They said our results found that the higher the level of this protein in the study participant, the lower the risk for dementia in their parents and siblings. So when they measured this, they looked at 1,300 to determine how many had dementia. They measured the C-reactive protein. They looked at relatives, etc. And they questioned people and questioned about their symptoms, etc. And they found that the men in the first group who had higher levels of protein were more than 30% less likely to have a relative with dementia. Similar results found in repeated groups. It didn't matter about education, marital status, physical education, etc. So even though C-reactive protein has been found to worsen things for you, even dementia when you're younger, when you're older, they found that to be protective. Now, I don't want to start thinking about what to tell people in terms of, well, increase your C-reactive protein, but that's kind of interesting. Now, whenever I see anything like this that's peculiar, all right, usually it means we're probably going down the wrong path with this whole C-reactive protein, and there's something else going on. That's just my thing with this. Okay, we were just taught that inflammation was bad. For 10 years, we've been told inflammation was bad. We've been beat over it with a stick, beat over our heads. All right, and then now they're saying, no, wait a second. It's good when you're good. Okay, I think there's something else to this. But this is kind of cool. So for those of you that are really all into this, you know, dementia and C-reactive protein stuff, this is like some really, really cool stuff. For the rest of you, it probably is boring. And honestly, I'm not really going to run out and pick up the journal of Neurology because I'm afraid the way that's going to be presented will be boring. I agree with you 100%. Okay? No argument there. All right. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Johnson & Johnson is back in the news. This time, something good. Okay, Johnson & Johnson's been in the news because of all the Tylenol recalls and everything else going on. But what's good this time around is Johnson & Johnson is going to remove formaldehyde from its products. Yay! Thank you! Great, we don't want formaldehyde. Formaldehyde is what we soak those frogs in. It's very stinky. Could be extremely toxic to us. Our diet sodas, from what we understand, the aspartame converts to formaldehyde when you let it sit in the sun. We don't like formaldehyde. So Johnson & Johnson, who makes baby shampoo, acne cream, anti-wrinkle lotion, etc., announced plans today to remove a host of potentially harmful chemicals like formaldehyde from its line of consumer products by the end of 2015, becoming the first major consumer products company to make such a widespread commitment. It's about time. The company has already pledged to remove certain chemicals from its baby products by 2013. What the heck is the formaldehyde doing in there to begin with? Formaldehyde, which last year was identified by government scientists as a carcinogen, it took them that long, is released over time by common preservatives like quaternium 15 and DMDM hydantoin. These are on the labels. Don't you love looking at these labels? Everybody says read the labels, but you don't even know what the heck it is. And 1,4-dioxane, which has been linked to cancer in animal studies. These are created during a process commonly used to make other ingredients gentler on the skin. The company also plans to remove those phthalates. Remember we talk about those phthalates? Yeah, that's a hard word to say when you have a lisp. Phthalates. That have a variety of uses. Used in hairspray, fragrances. And remember the triclosan I just talked about a couple days ago? The antibacterial substance that we see in soaps, shampoos, cleaners, etc. They're going to be removing that. They're also going to remove parabens, which we've discussed on our show. I wonder if somebody from Johnson & Johnson listens to my show. Well, no, unlikely. We'll remove parabens. These are preservatives that also cause endocrine disruption and issues in animal studies. So thank you, Johnson & Johnson, for getting your act together. That is wonderful. I'm really excited about that. Okay, now another thing that came out that was kind of exciting, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. A researcher thinks that maybe the reason why many of us get bloated and have abdominal issues and are diagnosed after all these tests are done with irritable bowel is, what if it's chicken pox that has been hiding out in our guts and has been reactivated? Now, this is kind of an interesting theory. They think intestinal chicken pox could trigger unexplained stomach pain, bloating, stomach ulcers, etc. Now, what we know about the chicken pox is it causes, you know, the fever and the myalgias and the little pox marks on the face, etc. We've been vaccinating kids, so we don't seem to see chicken pox as often as we used to. But what happened when we did receive chicken pox naturally is the chicken pox would then subside and quiesce and find a nerve to live in. And then when we get stressed as an adult, it decides to come out along that nerve as shingles. Very painful, very itchy, and with ulcers. Now, some shingles is not that painful, but it's annoying. What if the nerve that the chicken pox decides to set up shop in isn't one of the dermatomes that we can later see when it manifests, but what if it activates in the bowel? Fascinating theory. All right. Let me see who gets credit for this one. Oh, it takes forever. They say a study from Columbia University in the U.S. suggests a virus known as varicella zoster is also locked away in the nerve cells of the gut. Makes sense. You know, when chicken pox decides to subside, where, you know, it doesn't have to always pick dermatome 5 or something like that. And when adults get chicken pox, many times it does involve your esophagus and your gut. Fascinating theory. They said one boy, 16 years old, suffered with a large stomach ulcer, was found to have chicken pox in all the cells surrounding the ulcer before it was surgically removed. Professor Michael Gershon, one of the lead researchers of Columbia University, gets credit for that. Now, what does this mean? What do we do? Well, they've actually seen that the virus lives in guinea pig guts. Then maybe what we could do is, when people have their bouts of abdominal issues, try the antiviral. Try the antiviral and see if it subsides. Quiesces the chicken pox. Also, because we have chicken pox vaccine, maybe we'll see less children who grow up to become adults with less irritable bowel. Keep in mind, though, also, now that we have a lot of gluten-free foods and we're working on cutting back a lot of the fats and the carbs, I think we're going to be improving a lot of our irritable bowel type issues. But this is very interesting. For an ulcer to have chicken pox surrounding it, that's kind of interesting. And, you know, we've known infectious agents to cause ulcers before. That's what H. pylori does. So pretty cool stuff. All right, guys, stay with us for another hour if you can. If not, don't forget to follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Download our Android app, and I'll be with you tomorrow.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZ Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZ Armor costs, and I installed EZ Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.